4 years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Karen Eden, and this is the Eden Assignment Warfare Series. This is not all my warm, fluffy stuff. If you like that kind of thing, you can go to the Eden Assignment Inspirational Series. I have a little dark side to myself way over here in the corner where I get down and dirty and really get on business with battling evil and some very spiritual stuff. And if you happen to have stumbled upon this blog, it's because you were supposed to, because I didn't invite anybody to this blog. And I don't know how many people even listen to it. So I just leave it up to the Holy Spirit, and he gets the people on board who's supposed to hear these shows. It's kind of like the top secret kind of stuff that everybody needs to hear, but not everybody can handle. I don't know. Lee, does that make sense to you? Not everybody can handle it. You got to give them little squirt guns, you know, like little squirts here and there.
Well, Master Wren, I can say that if I'm the little dark thing in the corner, then let's bring it to the light.
Let's do it. So people need to know this stuff. Listen, this is going deeper into spiritual realms, but I don't hear anybody talking about it on TV, and I don't hear anybody talking about it from a pulpit. But you know what? I hear you and I talking about it sometimes to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning my time, which would make it probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning your time.
Lately,
ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce my guest today on the Eden Assignment Warfare Series. This is Lee Ames. Now, we have some history, okay, because when I started in radio, I was 19. I was working for the local FM station. I had evolved and moved up a little bit. And my buddy Lee here, he was probably somewhere in his early 20s. I'm assuming you're a little older than me, Lee. He was working for one of the top 40 radio stations on the other side of town. We met through radio. We became very good friends. And as far as I know, he was always in the radio business. But evidently I was wrong, because he got out at some point and went to seminary and became a Baptist preacher. Okay, so I went on with my career, and I eventually went on to television, and then I got out and actually went back to seminary school and became an ordained chaplain. So when we finally hooked back up after, I don't know, a good 2 or 3 decades went by there, we had a lot to talk about. And we are in the wee hours of the night talking about some pretty heavy stuff. And I said, you know what, Lee, I got to get you on my warfare show, and we got to discuss some of this, because I don't hear no one talking about it. It's really, really important stuff. Okay. So anyway, Lee, listen, I'm really honored to have you on, and maybe this is divine intervention. Maybe we were supposed to meet as a teenager and a younger man just so we could do this. I don't know. What do you think?
I believe that there are no coincidences. And we met in a Christian bookstore, and I have been referred to meet you through a mutual radio friend who said, this girl has aspirations and she's going places, and, you know, you need to meet her. And, okay, of course I did. We did. And, you know, had a good friendship many, many years ago, and, you know, went different directions at almost the same time and followed very parallel paths.
Hang on a minute, Lee. Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
What friend told you you got to meet me? Wait a minute. I don't remember this.
Okay. I was running. I'm going to give it to you straight. I was running the Saturday Night All Request Oldies show on a radio station in Roanoke, Virginia. And the Blue Books had just come out, and we had the highest ratings in the United States for that hour of the night. And one of my people that worked for me, one of my characters, was Jeffrey Joe Gospel, better known as the real Jeff Reynolds.
Jeff Reynolds. Oh, man, there's a file cabinet in my head. I'm like, Jeff Reynolds.
He was tall, skinny, had a Mick Jagger haircut, worked like 3 hours a week at the AM station that you worked at.
Oh, man.
FM.
I don't know why I can't remember. The name sounds so familiar. But anyway, I guess he had good things to say about me, which I greatly appreciate, Jeff Reynolds. Thank you so much. I mean, that's sure. I never knew that. That is so awesome. All right, Lee. Well, listen, you know, the Holy Spirit dealt with me today. And, you know, even for me to make that statement, some people are like, huh? I get downloads, okay? Since the age of 12, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit at my little local Church of God in Vinton, Virginia, I get these downloads. I do hear from God. I hear things. And it's interesting. If you've never gotten a download, I don't know how to describe it except to tell you it's like you kind of get hijacked a little bit. and it's like nothing can stand in the way of what God wants you to know or hear at that particular time. At least that's the way it is for me. Interestingly enough, my friend, you know, when people become demonically possessed, it's the same thing. They get hijacked. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they don't have a choice in what's going on with the Holy Spirit. There's always freedom. Don't get me wrong. But when you allow it in and you allow the Holy Spirit to come into you, you're giving permission for the Holy Spirit to do these downloads. That's the best way that I can put it. And I know you know what I mean. Even though, you know, you're Baptist, you're not really. I'm not picking on Baptist people. Listen, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we're on the same page. But you know what I mean? A lot of Baptist people are just very comfortable with very Baptist-y church pew things. They're not real comfortable talking about downloads from the Holy Spirit or being demon-possessed and all that kind of thing. And I know you are. So I'm not sure why you're a Baptist minister. It doesn't matter, though.
I would like to say.
You seem like you know a whole lot more.
I would like to say in defense of both of us, I don't know why and how God called you to be a master, 5 black belt person who has such spiritual awareness of the Native American world. And I don't know why God called me to work with American Baptist, Southern Baptist, and Cooperative Baptist, nor to go to a Baptist seminary. I just know that I was hijacked by the Holy Spirit, as you said.
So you know that. You know that. I just have to correct you. I keep saying 6 because I have 6 black belts. So I need for you to remember that.
Oh, okay. I bow 3 times.
Right. Okay. I know, you digress. Okay. So anyway, this is where we're at. You know, here we are with this plan, both of us understanding Holy Spirit downloads.
Yes.
It can be a little uncomfortable when you stand fully in full armor for the Lord. Because it doesn't fit in a lot of the ways of the world. The Bible talks a lot about that, saying you're strangers or aliens and all that stuff. You're not of this world when you stand fully ready to go into a war cry for the kingdom of God. And, you know, until you do it, you probably don't even know what a lot of the Bible's talking about because it is a very awkward position to be in. I don't like it. I mean, I'm like everybody else. I want to be loved and accepted. And I actually know that, you know, a lot of times that's more and more that's probably not going to happen. And now I'm comfortable with it. I know that people don't have me over for barbecues. And I've come to the point where I'm kind of glad about it. I really don't want to have to be pretentious. By the same token, though, I don't want to be so weird that I weird out everybody and I'm defeating my own purpose. Of what I'm called to do. I need to be, you know, sure that I'm down to earth. Lee, can I tell you a story?
Please do.
You can tell that I'm in radio, right? I hijacked the microphone. Just bear with me. But can I tell you this story?
I want to hear it. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, even if you didn't, you know I was going to do it anyway, right? Because it's my show. okay. So anyway. Okay, listen, Lee. All right. Now, you know that I'm an ordained chaplain, so I've been going out trying to get the chaplaincy work, you know, and if it pays at all, it doesn't pay well, but that's not why you do this kind of work. I'm not worried about the money. I have been on countless interviews, probably, I don't know, in the last 2, 3, or 4 years, several interviews. And I have blatantly flat down been turned away from the chaplaincy, basically for being too religious. They basically are saying that I'm too religious. It's the weirdest thing.
And
you
want to
say something?
Yes, and not.
Yeah, okay, that's true. It is weird and it's not at the same time. I mean, I know you're not surprised, but a lot of times people will go, oh, we want you to be our chaplain. I'm like, no, you don't. I'm way too religious to be your chaplain. I actually do believe that if I say I'm a Christian chaplain, I believe what I'm supposed to believe, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the way, the truth, the life. No one gets to Father God except through him. You know, I don't want to step on anybody's toes that believe anything else. Don't get me wrong. But that's what Jesus Christ said, and I believe it. I believe it. That's what's in my holy book of books, the Bible, and I believe that. And when you go into these chaplaincy positions, that's not what they're looking for. I could have gotten a job if I would have played the game. And I wasn't willing to do that. I literally walk in and say, okay, listen, I'm a real chaplain. I've been called by my own convictions of Jesus Christ. I believe that he is the only way. And if you're not going to allow me to do my work in that type of stance, then I'm not going to waste your time. I literally said that, and I was out the door in less than 2 minutes of that interview.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. I know.
Here's my point. Lee, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad when you have to be so worried about being religious, tolerant, politically correctish. That's my phrase there. Religiously tolerant, politically correctish. That you have to dumb down what you believe. And I came to the decision, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to dumb down. Listen, I don't expect you to dumb down what you believe. Don't ask me to dumb down what I believe either, because I would not have gone into a holy person's position, the person who rides the white horse and leads in a religious faith, if I didn't have very strong convictions about what I believe. So I've just come to the point where I say, okay, listen, I'm going to be forthright with you. This is what I believe. I have been turned down by at least 3 hospitals. I've been turned down by 2 police departments. And I almost got thrown out of a very well-known sister heritage organization that you know about that I won't name. I won't mention the name, but the initials are D-A-R. I won't mention the name, but the initials are D-A-R.
Yes, I know all about this. Yes.
In an advisory council meeting, they wanted me to be chaplain. I'm like, I'm warning you, I'm a real chaplain. Oh, that's so good. You know, that's so good. Well, no, it wasn't good. That's not what they wanted. They don't want that. They want the kind that reads the cue cards, the cookie cutter cue card chaplain. Listen, Lee, I mean business. I don't get into anything. I don't get any to be cookie cutter about it. And what's wrong with these head chaplains in these organizations who are interviewing me that are so half-butted that they can't they can't take a stand for what they believe in? I'm just beside myself that they cannot have the courage. See, when you say it's kind of like balls and courage, it's kind of like calls. it's a new word, the college. To actually take a stand for what they went into to be a leader in. It's just, you know, it's beside my, it's just, I'm just amazed. Help me understand. I'm sorry, go.
First of all, we have to create a video meme of ballage. Because that's really cool. And I really get it. And so now I want to turn a question to you. You say, I mean business. Now, when you speak of spiritual warfare, especially in discerning what a chaplaincy means and understanding being politically bound or spiritually free, what does it mean that you say, I mean business? Tell us about that.
So there are a lot of cookie cutter chaplains out there that make everybody, I don't know what they do. I think they just are, as a formality, they show up and they POTB, you know, pat on the back. I just don't know how. I can't do that. Listen, if you are battling evil, and evil can come in a lot of packages. It can come in health issues. It can come in mental issues. It can come in financial issues. It can come in attacks in relationships. If you're battling evil, people like us are supposed to show up, and we're supposed to be able to have full dominion, power, and authority to help these people combat this evil. And I just can't think of any other way that anybody who would come in the name of Christ would perform, that they would perform any other way. But I had a chaplain tell me, I said, because he was getting upset with me, because he goes, you know what, you're going to be in the office a million times for being too Jesus-y. It's not going to work out. I said, well, tell me, you got someone in the hospital getting ready to die and they call on a chaplain. Tell me what you're going to do without being Jesus-y, right? So he's like, I'll tell you, I had this happen last night. I had a man who was on his deathbed. I didn't think about religion. I thought about pulling out his cell phone and seeing if he would allow me to contact people in his cell phone, like his family, to surround him on his deathbed. I'm like, uh-huh. And then I just looked at him without blinking. So he's like, please don't get in any argument with me. I said, no. I asked for an example, and I got one. I'm like, well, you know what, dude? No ballage. No ballage at all here. Okay. First of all, you have no ballage. That's the first thing I want to say. And the second thing is, how can you show up someone who walks in the name of God and watch a man die, knowing according to our Bible, his soul could be in eternal damnation because you didn't take the time to say, listen, sir, you're leaving us now. Can I help you accept Christ? Can I lead you to the Lord so we'll know that you'll be in heaven with us when we all cross over? What greater calling could there be in this world than to do that? So I hope I answered your question, hopefully.
You did, very, very clearly. And so that spins always another question or two, but I would rather affirm the way you handled this. You know, I served as chaplain of a major airport for 3 years, and 19 different religions were represented in the chapel that we held. I had a security job in the airport as well. And I was told to have no ballage, basically. That's your phrase, though. I'm just borrowing it backwards to you now. You know, affirm everybody. But the real question is, what do you do first? Do you pick their cell phone and call their contacts, or do you ask them, do you know what's going to happen to you when you draw your last breath? Can I talk to you about Christ Jesus, my Lord? Do you know the way to eternal salvation? I would ask as you would that question first, because spiritual warfare is at the front of political rightness. Mm. They're telling us, be spiritual, be a spiritual being, but be politically correct first. And that's just bass ackwards. I must be, and I know the warrior heart in you is as well, I must be true to the one that I have found my faith and my salvation. And what is truth? A beautiful Greek word, aletheia, truth. I must be bound to truth. Will I be brave and bold to break whatever rules and laws exist that could get me fired from my job, or pander down and have no ballage? I tend to be the warrior. I know that you are the warrior.
Listen, this is what we need this day and age. You can take, I'll take situations from my own son's high school where Muslims can show up in the hijab and they can do their little rug thing whenever they need to. I'm not knocking anybody's religion. I don't want to. That's not what I'm called to do. However, my son is not allowed to have a Fellowship of Christian Athlete meeting because they don't allow that. My point is, We have to be tolerant of every religion except Christian children, Christian people. They're told to shut up, don't say anything, but still tolerate every other religion that's out there, including the Church of Satan, Lee. The
Indeed.
Church of Satan. I mean, they're allowed to put the statues of their God up, and they, you know, help me figure this out, okay? Listen, just help me figure this out for a minute. All right, you've got the Church of Satan putting up their Baphomet statues, which is the devil, all right, which is Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, the boogeyman. I don't care. It's a 12-freaking-foot statue at Town Hall in Illinois, wherever these cities are so scared of getting sued by not having religious tolerance that they're allowing the statues of the devil go up, you know.
Yeah.
And so here's what – and I'm sorry I'm laughing, but – if you ask these people, the Church of Satan that is doing this, they're like, well, we don't really believe in Satan, you know. Well, okay, so here's the deal. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny, which is why I don't have a 12-foot statue of him in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in something, why are you out there putting 12-foot statues of it up? You know, the devil's a liar, first of all, ladies and gentlemen. The devil is a liar, the father of all lies, the great deceiver. Anything that you hear out of something that is evil is going to be riddled with confusion and lie and falsehoods. I don't care what it is. It's always a sign and a marker. You can always smell the devil when he shows up, Lee. I can smell him because there's chaos. There's confusion. There's dishonesty. There are these things, the evil, this type of atmosphere attracts demons. When you have chaos, confusion, and deception, it attracts demons like a magnet. They show up.
Yes.
I mean, and this is stuff that people don't realize. There are signs and there are wonders in the spirit realm, which is so much vast, mightier, and bigger than anything here on planet Earth in our physical realm. You have to be knowledgeable. And you have to understand how these things work. My people perish for lack of wisdom.
Yes.
Spiritual wisdom does not abound because a lot of these preachers in the pulpit aren't doing their job. They're not talking about how to combat evil. They're not talking. They're not teaching signs and wonders of spirituality, how this works, how we have dominion, power, and authority. They're not teaching these things. I don't know what they're teaching. Good golly, it's a bunch of, like, you know what?
Entertainment. Entertainment.
God loves you just the way you are. Of course he does. I mean, there's so much more. It's like they get stuck at the white belt level. I mean, it's really getting stuck at a white belt level. There's so much more to go and so much more to learn than knowing that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You should know that already. I mean, you should, just by being created in the image of God, you should know that. But if you don't, let me tell you that. And then, you know, that's like having a white belt show up for a private lesson and go, listen, someone hit you, it hurts. don't you know that? Okay. So, yes, God is love. God is love. I know you want to say something, I know, but let me just finish because I won't remember. I'm getting to the point now where I don't even remember where I'm going. So just let me
finish. And you're going well.
There's so much more that these people who raise the flag, do the war cry, and get on the white horse like you and me, they're not doing their job. They're not doing their job. So the devil is rampant. He's just going crazy. People are opening up portals left and right to have attacks come against them. They have no clue what to do because they're shutting down the power of Christ. You can't be a Christian at a public school and say, I believe in Jesus Christ, to wear a Jesus Christ T-shirt. But you can be a Muslim and wear a hijab. You can be a Buddhist and wear a Buddha on your shirt. You can even wear the satanic pentagram on your shirt. But boy, don't dare put, you know, anything with Jesus Christ on there. Not even have a Merry Christmas, for Pete's sake. They'll kick you out of school for that. I mean, come on. My point is, I think it smells a little fishy out there that we have to be religiously tolerant of everybody but Christians. And I had to fill in the devils into those details. What do you think, Lee Ames?
You spoke it very well. Let me enforce what you said. My young friend Jordan is well on his way to earning his first black belt. And having a conversation with him a few days ago, I asked him, I said, what was it like going for the white belt? He said, I knew where I was going. I said, what do you mean? And he brought out a chart. And he said, this is the marker word for each belt that I will earn. These are the skills that I will gain at each level of accomplishment that I will earn. His honor and respect. He knew where he was going. In the Christian faith, where our pastors are failing the church, the body of Christ, the people, is they don't teach. The word Satan means chaos. They do not teach. Where spiritual warfare begins is you have to recognize whatever creates chaos and confusion, evil has already begun to sing a harmony song to lure you away from truth and the battle toward truth and victory. Because if the pastor doesn't teach and the teacher doesn't teach in the church, this is where we're going to earn the levels of discipleship. I think the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians to contend for crowns. To me, that equates to earning belts. If to contend for crowns, we must recognize how does the evil one niche his way into, lure us into disdaining that which is holy, righteous, and good. And we dumb it all down on the evening news and the morning reports so that all we hear is chaos and confusion. And we do not recognize how to even contend for crowns or work our way toward the goal of being disciples for Christ. So we cannot.
I like that because what I hear you saying is that the chaos and the drama is confusion. And that's why I want to invite anybody who wants to seek out further tracks on your spiritual journey is to get rid of the chaos and the confusion, because that is a time bandit. That is a time bandit that attracts evil forces, chaos and confusion, whether it's out of somebody's mouth or out of somebody's actions. Do not waste one more second. I don't care who it is. Listen, I've had people in my own family, Lee, that I have had to cut out because of chaos and confusion. And as cruel as that may sound, I wish I would have done it decades ago because I know I would have been able to not have the time bandit of this situation rob me of my focus, because it takes you off focus. And we've talked about this because, listen, neither one of us had a picnic growing up. We know that, both of us. But for us to consistently dwell on it to the point that it takes us off focus, in of its own becomes evil. That's what you got to watch. God will take care of you. He will take care of your emotional disorder and what you never got when you were little and what you went through. He will take care of you. And I've had to tell myself that there are people who go through horrible things as a child, things that from people that don't get things they should have got from people who should have protected them, loved them. And I'm raising my hand, even though this is radio, because I'm one of them. And I'm going to tell you, God will take care of you. So stay focused on being on this warfare, this spiritual journey of doing what God called you to do, which is why you're on this planet at this very time, equipped with gifts to do battle against evil and suffering. That's what it's all about. Am I right?
That's a great sermon. Can I copy it? Can I use it?
You can. You absolutely can. And, you know, if you could see TV, my hand's just going crazy right now.
Mine went in the air without being bitten, too. Right hand, hello.
I love radio. Let me tell you something. I mean, you and I both come from a radio background. You know, people are like, oh, Karen, do YouTube, do videos, you know. And I'm like, nah. I'm really enjoying this. I'm laying on the floor here in this very non-TV outfit. This is cool. This is just awesome. And this is me being able to speak from my soul. Ladies and gentlemen, the last sermon I had on the warfare series was about, are you ready to take a stand? Ooh, are you willing to take a stand? And the very basic white belt principle is Jesus Christ died for you. Can't you even take a stand for him? I'm not even going to take it to that point. I'm going to jump further than that and say it's more than some kind of guilt trip of, well, Jesus Christ did this for you. Can't you take a stand for him? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. The Bible says that, Lee, right? The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. I want to take that. That is points for being saved from whatever evil may be coming your way. Confess Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anybody tell you it's personal. Shut up. Keep it to yourself. Do you think any other religion's keeping it to themselves right now? You think the Satanists are keeping it to themselves right now? They're not.
No.
And you need to be able to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. He will take care of you if you can do that. I got my buddy here, Lee Ames, and we've already blown half an hour, buddy, but I want to take a couple more minutes. Lee lives in the backwoods of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yes.
And he does some incredible woodwork. I mean, if the mailman goes to where you live, Lee, I would just say, if FedEx gets there, contact Lee if you have very precious antique special items that you need refinished, because that's what he does. And he's also, of course, he's a minister and a counselor, trained, educated counselor. I mean, he's real good, too, because, you know, we talk a lot. He's very good. But listen, if he can help you in any of those ways, is that okay if I say that they can contact you? Is that all right?
Indeed.
All right. Well, you're on Facebook at w.leeames, E-A-M-E-S. You don't have to give your phone number if you don't want to, but you can if you want. I'm just letting you know that, just trying to let people know that you're out there, and that's kind of what you're doing.
I appreciate that. And yourwooddoctor.com, that's my antique restoration business. And my mail lady, yeah, we're out in the backwoods in the shadow of the mountain, but even the mail lady stops by and says, oh my gosh, what a beautiful piece of earth you're working on today.
I know you're back there, man. And it's beautiful back there. It's Indian country, which is why I love it back there, and I'm hoping maybe to be able to make a stop there. Okay, so Lee, I'm going to just real quick tell people about myself. I'm getting really busy here. If you do the martial arts shows, seminars, that kind of thing, I'm going to be at Karate College at Radford University June 27th. It's the Thursday. It's the last Thursday of June, and I'm going to be teaching Hapkido Hoshinsu, which are wrist grips. And so they're not taught a whole lot anymore, and I'm honored to be able to keep that tradition going. So come on out to Karate College that whole week. And then I got to quickly get out of there and go to Vegas for the AMAA Who's Who. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies for that. I have a book signing there, and I'm going to be speaking there. So that's the Jesse Bowen event, the AMAA event. And then I got to quickly go down the road to the Bellagio for the Martial Arts Super Show, also in Vegas, where going to be speaking and doing a tribute to one of my mentors, John Corcoran, who passed away and was a founding father of martial arts journalism. And I'll be honored to do that. And then I'm going to be going to Atlanta for the Korean Martial Arts Masters event at I'm sorry, it's not Atlanta, that's Dallas. I got to get a cheat sheet. Sorry about that. I should be more prepared for that. But that's going to be July 27th. And that is also going to be a fundraiser for my Native Martial Arts Masters organization. Aww. Where I go in and I bring martial arts and that can talk to Native American young people. So they're going to do a big fundraiser for me there. Then I'm going to Houston at the end of September, God willing, on that one. And I'm going to be speaking with a Power of Women type event thing, a female speaker thing. So that's my schedule. I would love to see you. I'll have books with me, and I'll have my T-shirts, which I sell to raise money for inner-city youth that can't afford a karate uniform. This is something I've been doing for about 19 years. So anyway, I'm truly honored. And Lee, listen, I'm going to have you back because we have so much more to talk about. This is just scratching the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I'm going to be the interviewer for a second. Give us your website for your schedule, because starting the 27th of June, you're in Virginia and then Vegas and then all over the world. Give us a place where we can follow your schedule, please.
Okay. And absolutely. If you're on Facebook and you go to my Facebook page, I have all those dates listed. And, I'm working on a website that's not done yet, and I'm not going to lie. I've been working on it for like 2 years. Lee, maybe you can help me with that.
I'll help you finish that.
I can't seem to get this project. I'm so non-techie. I can't seem to get this project.
I don't know how to do that. We're following you on Facebook, so you can link us, so thank you. We would like to track you and pray for you, because I know spiritual warfare will be battling against you as you do this incredible schedule. And so I want to commit. I'll be praying for you, and I urge all those who are listening right now, just pray for great success, that the word and the truth goes forward and defeats evil
that.
In every step and in every shadow. Let there be light.
I appreciate that. And you know what? It's kind of funny how evil shows up in really weird places.
Yes.
It's like the places you don't think. I mean, it just, you always have to realize that you're armored spiritually. You have to have the full armor of God on, Ephesians 6. Always do. Read it if you don't know what I'm talking about, Ephesians chapter 6. Because there definitely is a battle going on. I mean, everything, once you get into, you know, what we call the Pauline epistles, which I know, Lee, you know what that is, but nobody else probably does if they're not a theology major. But anyway, after the time of Christ, you had the missionaries, you had Paul. His whole thing talking up when he's setting up these churches and stuff was about, listen, you're going to have to make a choice, and you're going to have to realize that you're going to battle evil. Am I right, my friend? Am I not right?
Yeah. Yes, and it's going to battle you before you even have your hand on a weapon.
Yes, and you need to be spiritually sound. Choose you whom this day, whom you will serve, and then don't let anybody sway you from it. Don't anybody sway you from it. Well, it's okay. So, Lee, I got to say this, too. I know Jesse doesn't mind. I'm going over a little bit. I'm thinking about coming up with a new T-shirt line. I already have one out, and it's martial arts related. And I do sell those, like I said, to raise money for the street kids that can't afford karate in the forums. But I thought I might come out with this new line of T-shirt.
If I do,
I'll send you one. It's called Bible Thumping. Yeah, and that's going to be, you know, it's just going to say, you know, on the front, like Bible Thumper.
I'll drive to Radford from Backwoods Blue Ridge, Virginia, to get a dozen of those.
Well, you know, everybody who's a Christian, the biggest thing they all say to me is like, well, we don't want you to be a Bible Thumper. I'm like, well, why the heck not? Maybe I want to be a Bible Thumper. Maybe I got two black belts and I can thump more than you think I can. Just let's just do it. I'm a Bible thumper. I'll admit it. I'm going to get the T-shirt out there. I think it's a great idea.
I'll get the first dozen.
Yeah. So if you're in ministry, I expect you to get one and wear it and let everybody know that you mean business. I mean, you know. All right, listen, it was wonderful. I'm honored. Friend, I'm honored you were on the show with me. We'll get you back in again here sometime, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. See you next time on the Warfare Series. I'm Karen Eden with the Eden Assignment, and we will say bye-bye now. Bye, Lee.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, everybody. Okay, bye-bye.